But because she keeps popping up in the news, and just because I like her a lot, I'm glad that she's kind enough to join us today. Quinn Nystrom is joining us. So, of course, if you remember correctly, she was a Democrat of the day years ago when she was running for a House seat up in northern Minnesota. She has been an advocate for the people with diabetes. She's been a speaker and an author, and she's been the point person as we have been dealing with this incredibly disturbing failure of the Emergency Insulin Act. Quinn is kind enough to take some time today to talk to us about that. Hi, Quinn.
Hi, it's so great to be back. Thanks for having me.
No, it's my pleasure. And by the way, just you're doing God's work out there. You're just doing amazing work as you know as that vote happened in the special session. The Health and Human Services bill did not include that emergency insulin, and you went into overdrive. I commend you because you have been, once again, the outrage. You can hear it in your voice as you are advocating for this issue. Just can't be ignored.
You know, I don't understand why there's not outrage in every Minnesotan's voice. And frankly, I'm flabbergasted that we have any elected official that's not outraged. And that's why I'm even more enraged right now in June of 2019 sitting here that we have a handful of senators who think that we can wait till next February to pass this bill. That is a travesty. That is a disappointment to all Minnesotans, not just people living with diabetes, but their loved ones, their friends, their peers, their coworkers. That's a disappointment for everybody here.
And let's go from the beginning here. The pharmaceutical companies that make the insulin, they're just greedy, and they have been jacking up the price of this product because they look at the United States as their gravy train. This is their Christmas bonuses. This is their third vacation home, and so they are dangling the carrot in front of the horse sort of thing here. They have raised up the price of insulin to where it is becoming very unaffordable for most Americans who have to deal with diabetes.
Correct. I mean, the cost of insulin, you know, in the last 20 years has increased 1,200%. And, you know, when I was diagnosed back in 1999, the cost of a vial of insulin was around $20.
Yeah.
Now that same vial of insulin cost me $340. And somebody with diabetes doesn't understand is I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. It's an autoimmune disease. I did not choose to get it. There's nothing that myself, my younger brother, could have done to prevent it. So we are literally sitting lame ducks for these diabetes pharmaceutical companies to do whatever they want to continue to raise the price. And that's what they have continued to do. And insulin is like oxygen for us. It is not an optional thing. It's not like, oh, I can take it Monday, Wednesday, Friday. If we do not take it, we are going to die. So I will say this again to the Senate Majority Leader, Gazelka. If we do not go into a special session and pass this bill, this is not a political tool. This is not making divisive politics, as he is stating. He made it divisive by not passing this at the end of the session. Mm-hmm. He has made this a red and a blue issue. This is not a red or a blue issue. This is a human rights issue. Let's make it very clear on that. People are going to die if this bill is not passed because people are rationing insulin. That's a fact.
You know, I'm going to run through just the politics of this because for everyone that's, once again, we've talked about it a lot here and because we've been outraged. A lot of listeners have been outraged as well. There was an agreement. And at one point, this was a very bipartisan issue. The idea
Correct.
Of giving people emergency insulin, the state would have a reserve of insulin so that if a person was, you know, the option was to die or to get emergency insulin, the state would step up and take care of its citizens. This was bipartisan. When they got to the special session negotiations, the Democrats I've talked to, they were under the belief that this was not something that was negotiating anymore, that both sides were on board with it. When it wasn't included in one spreadsheet, the Republicans quickly dumped it from their bill and insisted that it wasn't going to be part of there. We talked to Senator Marty last week. And he basically said that once they realized that what the Republicans had done, the governor agreed to put it back in the bill. The Speaker Hortman had agreed to put it in the bill, but as you mentioned, the Senate Majority Leader, Paul Gazelka, he refused to put emergency insulin to save people's lives, especially poor people's lives, back in the bill. Then there was an attempt in the special session to re-add it, to which every Republican voted against it. And then basically they said that if the House tries to add this bill, they will cancel the entire Health and Human Services bill, basically putting out that the hill they decided to die on was to make sure that poor diabetics could not get an option if their lives were on the line within the state having an emergency insulin fund. And that – have I missed anything at this point?
I don't think you have missed one thing.
Have you talked to Gazelko or any of the Republicans that have been in charge of this? Benson, I know, is the Health and Human Services. Have you talked to any of them about what in the world is going on here?
We have reached out to Senator Benson all session long because, as you know, it started with Senator Benson because she held up this bill after we got full bipartisan support in the House for this bill to be passed on an individual bill basis. She held it up. We could not get a hearing all session long because of her. We begged. We had her constituents call her, ask for meetings. And then, as you know, now her statement's kind of infamous. You know, she said, if a diabetic needs insulin, just go to the ER. And then she said, if a diabetic can't afford insulin, just use coupons.
Coupons?
Well, I'm sorry. There are no coupons out there for us. And these pharma companies who say there's programs for us, we wouldn't be complaining about the high cost if those programs actually worked, correct? I wouldn't spend all of my time, Matt, volunteering and advocating and doing these interviews that, as you know, I don't get paid for any of that. I wouldn't do all this if people were actually getting access to insulin and staying alive.
And
so
these
coupons are not working.
And it should be mentioned, as you brought this up, Karen Housley said, oh, well, just that apparently your doctor or your pharmacist has a surplus of insulin just to give away, which is another just made up thing that they said. I mean, it's amazing to me because what really I think happened here was the Republicans don't know how to make everything political. They can't just look at something like this and say, oh, this is a good idea, so let's pass it. So they made this political. They basically then, when they couldn't get their way, they basically decided to kill it. And then afterwards, when everyone's like, you decided to kill the emergency insulin bill, they've been drastically trying to repaint this image as somewhat noble and somewhat justified. And the reality is as you've just pointed out, and as Karen Housley pointed out unintentionally, there really are no options for diabetics out there for low-cost insulin, especially when it's, you know, you're at a point where you're going to die.
Well, and let me be very clear, because my father is, you know, a pharmacist of 40 years. A pharmacist cannot dispense insulin. They don't have supplies behind the counter unless you have a prescription and you pay for it. So they cannot give free insulin. That's why we were trying to get this bill passed, okay? So let's be very clear about that, Karen Housley. Also, doctors, it's illegal. You cannot give out free samples anymore. That was a bill from a long time ago. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So no, the doctor cannot give out free samples of insulin. And also, that would not be a sustainable solution. So that's letting pharma off the hook.
Well, yeah, and it should be mentioned as well that this is there is an insane amount of they're trying their hardest to put the verbal gymnastics out there. The reality is the reason we needed the emergency insulin bill is because we had people like Alex who basically were you know, they were past their parents' extension on with the Affordable Care Act. They did not have health insurance, and the cost of insulin is just so ding high, and no one's doing anything about that. The reality is the bill had a purpose, and at one point the Republicans all agreed on that.
100%. Again, we had bipartisan support in the House. And again, people may forget, we had full bipartisan support when it was added as an amendment by Senator Benson.
Yes.
So whatever 11th hour clockwork, and again, the only thing that I can reason with is Novo Nordisk, the largest diabetes manufacturer, came in starting in March with the biggest lobbying firm, the biggest punching bag possible, came in, hired a big lobbying firm to go after those Senate Republicans, and they did whatever tricks up their alley and convinced them to blackball the bill at the last minute.
You said that with specifics. Is that true? Did the pharma industry specifically come in to target this bill in March?
That's factual. You can look it up that Novo Nordisk hired a very large, well-known lobbying firm to come into Minnesota starting in March. And that is when we were gaining speed, and we gained all that speed out of the House with bipartisan support. And that's when Novo brought them in.
Wow. So they basically, when it came to saving human beings' lives, they decided to go with the money from the pharma industry instead.
Exactly. Wow. So to me, I don't understand, and I will say this again. I said it to a reporter earlier today. Again, if this was Democrats, I will call it the Democrats too. Because again, I don't understand why this is a red or a blue issue. But for the life of me, you know, Senator Gazelka, again, he's a neighbor of mine because I live up in Baxter. Actually, his business, State Farm Insurance, is in Baxter. I don't understand, for somebody who is Mr. Pro-Life, the sanctity of life. I'm not going to cuss on your radio show because I don't want to get you in trouble, but I don't understand why this man doesn't give a bleep about human life after we're actually living on life.
Well, and
there's 500,000 people in Minnesota who live with diabetes each and every day, and 1 in 4 of us are rationing insulin. So why doesn't Mr. Gazelka feel like he has an obligation to take care of us after we're born?
And I will say this bluntly myself, because this is something I've said. The modern Republican Party is not pro-life at all. And as a matter of fact, they're only de-wombing babies. That's it. And they don't care. That same baby that they say that they'll do anything for, the minute it's born, and God forbid it's born with diabetes, they basically, you're a moocher, you're wasting my taxpayer dollars. And once again, they approve that again. Although I will say, let's talk a little bit about the fact the fallout from this has gotten to them, because they are trying to frantically get out there and spin this and failing miserably. This has brought up the idea that I even have heard some Republicans suggest, well, if we could get a special session maybe in either late August, early September with a one-issue deal, the Emergency Insulin Act, we would do that. Is that something that's coming to light? Once again, it was something that Senator Marty had said Gazelka himself had shut it down before. He has the ability to shut down the ability to have a special session. Do you think there's enough pressure on these Republicans right now to get back into St. Paul and get this done before too many people die?
Well, I'll say, you know, I was invited by the governor and the lieutenant governor yesterday to sit at that insulin roundtable with him yesterday with an endocrinologist, a diabetes nurse educator, a pharmacist, and we had 3 other diabetes advocates with us around the table. The governor and the lieutenant governor are serious about calling back a special session, but he obviously said he's not going to do that unless there's a deal worked out. And so what I'm urging everybody to do listening to your show today is we need every single citizen calling their state representative and their state senator, either calling or messaging them, writing on social media, saying that they stand in support with the Alex Smith emergency bill and that they want their state representative and state senator, Republican or Democrat, to stand in support with that. Because we need to put as much pressure on every single one of them as possible right now so that we can get the Republican senators to move Gazelka to a special session. We know we have the support on the DFL side, but as you know, we need it on the Republican Senate side.
Mm-hmm. And it is something which it is mind-numbing that this is not something that got passed. Let's go back a little bit here, too. I mean, there's got to be a frustration, and this is something that is a little more bipartisan. There's got to be a level of frustration with you. It's like everyone sees that the insulin has gone up astronomically. Everyone knows the products that are used to make insulin have not gone up dramatically. Henceforth, it's pretty clear this is price gouging on the behalf of the pharmaceutical companies who are waving life, dangling life in front of sick people in the form of medicine, and that your choice is either death or pay up. And so are you angry at all that there hasn't been more investigations, committee hearings, public committee hearings, where executives of these companies have been dragged out and told to explain, we want to know your price in and price out? Because when they did that with the phone company, when they did that with Big Tobacco, and they did that with these companies where they actually held them accountable for their comments in the past and their standards, they actually got some things changed. But there just seems to be this massive reluctance on both sides of the aisle to call these pharmaceutical executives out to testify about that.
Yeah, you know, I'm furious. I've been doing this work now for 22 and a half years. And for some reason, one, I felt like in the beginning of this work, nobody even cared about talking about diabetes publicly, right? That was the first hurdle we had to get over. And then it was, okay, now people are okay talking about diabetes publicly, you know, instead of other larger, cooler chronic illnesses, I'll say. Then it was, okay, getting people to care about specific issues around people living with diabetes, right? That they were actually empathetic to people living with diabetes, right? Instead of this whole thought, like, people with diabetes cause their illness, so we really shouldn't care about them, so we're apathetic to them. And so I think that was a long hurdle that we had to sort of overcome. But I think, you know, now we've gotten there. But I think, again, the struggle is we need people. This isn't Quinn Nystrom running this show as a single advocate. I can't, my voice, it may be strong, but it's not strong enough. Mm-hmm. And yes, we have a great group of phenomenal advocates in Minnesota, but we need more people. Like, if you are listening to this show right now, we need your voice. Like, if you think your voice doesn't matter, it matters. We need to flood their phones. We need to flood their inboxes. Because if that doesn't happen, we're not going to get those hearings. Because, again, they just haven't cared as much about diabetes in the past. And that's why I put blame on the pharmaceutical companies. But I also put a lot of blame on our elected officials. And, again, on the federal level, we have not seen action. It's why I'm furious at the president. It's a huge promise he made, and he's done nothing about drug pricing.
I've got a fairly large list of things I'm furious at the president about, but we'll go. I mean, by all means, we can talk about his reluctance to call out, you know, price gouging. That's for sure. This is just a simple case. Quinn, you and I have talked off air. You know, I know people who are struggling with weekly paychecks, who are dealing with a child with diabetes. I have seen this firsthand. The fight over do I feed my kids or do I afford the medicine? You have seen this. At the end of the day, the decision by the Republicans to kill the Emergency Insulin Act, let's just call it what it is. Anyone who dies that's poor, that can't afford insulin, we have the opportunity to put this bill out there to create this surplus so that we'd have the ability to save Minnesotans. Anyone that dies from now until the point that the Republicans get off their caboose and actually pass this bill, this is on the heads of Paul Gazelka, Senator Benson, and the rest of the Republican Party, correct?
Correct. 100%, because they are the Senator Gazelka. If he wants to hold this special session up, he can. And so if this bill isn't passed, more people are going to die. And I'm sorry, the blood is on his hands then for it.
That's the part that's just, I mean, to hear that the lobbyists came in, so that there seems to be a conscious decision for the Republican Party in Minnesota that poor people who are dying were less important than corporate donations, and that is about this. That's not pro-life. I can tell you right now, as a Catholic, that's not pro-life. That is not a pro-life stance. That is a very, you know, greedy, self-centered, arrogant, I want a lobbying gig when I'm done with my political career stance, and I'm tired of it. Once again, we should mention Governor Walz and Speaker Hortman, I know, are both on board with a bill and a special session if we have to get this passed, correct?
Correct.
It just is Gazelka now and Benson and the rest of the Republicans in the Senate.
Exactly.
All right. I'm going to get people in. Your first point, let's reiterate that. People, contact these Republican senators. Contact these Republican House members. Tell them this is a no-brainer. You screwed up. You put politics ahead of human beings, and that was a mistake. And you need to call for the special session to get this bill passed sooner rather than eventually. Because I don't want to see this bill tied up because Republicans want a tax cut for the top 1% again before they're willing to save poor people without insulin. But if you want to follow Quinn, let me give you her website, QuinnNystrom.com. That's QUINNNYSTROM.com. I will link to that a little bit later on. People can get in touch with you there to talk not only about this issue, but other issues involving diabetes, correct?
Correct. Yep. Yep. Anybody can reach out to me. My email's there. All my information. They can follow me on social media and keep up to date with what we're doing. They can also reach out on our Minnesota Insulin for All email, which is MNinsulin4all@gmail.com, if they're interested in getting involved in our fight here in Minnesota for that.
All right. Quinn, you are doing just an amazing job out there. You are caring for the meekest of us all, and that's what we're supposed to do. I mean, that's what a healthy society does, is it takes a look at the people who are that are having the hardest time, and where life is coming down to life or death decisions each and every day, and you're trying to make sure people do not die. You're doing the right thing. Do not stop advocating. Do not let that fire go out. Do not stop at all until we get this thing passed, okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your support. And I'm hoping, that Senator Gazelka and Senator Benson have a moral change of heart with this issue.
I absolutely hope so, and I hope we actually can get some real investigation into why these drug manufacturers have jacked these prices up. Well, we know why, just some accountability on that. Quinn Nystrom, Quinn, thank you very much. I appreciate the time today.
Anytime. Thank you so much for helping us shine the light on this issue.
By all means, and I'll keep doing it as long as I can. Quinn Nystrom will spotlight that one, 952. 952-